You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Now, recently a friend shared with me that after years of tests and misdiagnosis, I'm sure you all can relate to that, she finally found out that all the answers she was looking for, get well, was with functional medicine. And she is now, of course, back to normal, which is what we all look forward to achieving. So, after I heard about this, I began to do my own research, and guess what? I ran into a man, a doctor, called Dr. Ron Grisanti. I think I did that right. I have to get him to pronounce it for me. He has over 30 years of clinical practice and currently is the primary instructor of the Functional Medicine Training Program at Functional Medicine University. I bet you never knew that existed, either did I, but boy, now that I do, I'm paying attention. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Grisanti. Did I say that right?
That's perfect, yes.
Well, thank you. I like you. First step, got it right. All right, help us out. There's Western medicine. There is holistic medicine. There's all kinds of medicine. Now there's functional medicine. What is it?
Here's a good overview. You know, functional medicine, the way I usually explain it to my patients, it's a patient-centered medical healing at its best. Instead of looking at the treating the health problems as an isolated disease, it treats individuals who have bodily symptoms and balance dysfunction. Ellen, I like to use the analogy of an iceberg. You think about the part of the iceberg that's above the surface of the water. That's the main disease. Maybe diabetes, maybe autoimmune disease, maybe fibromyalgia. But according to functional medicine, the cause lies in the altered, this is the key word, in the altered physiology below the surface. It could be altered gastrointestinal environment. There's a term some people may be familiar with called dysbiosis, an overgrowth of bad bacteria. It could be GI inflammation. It could be environmental toxicities like heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides. People have now heard about parabens. You go to the health store, they have no parabens in some of the products. Environmental and other environmental contaminants, it could be adrenal stress. I know this list is long, but this kind of gives you an overview. Toxic emotions, it could be anger, frustration, grief, it could be infections, it could be mold exposure, it could be compromised detoxification, nutrient deficiencies, food sensitivities, such as grains, gluten, dairy, hormone imbalances. You know, this is kind of the beauty of functional medicine. It's really digging deep and looking at what are some of the underlying physiological, I like to use this word called aberration, that is causing the named disease. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it certainly makes sense to me. The thing that really drives me crazy is that medical world has gotten so isolated in its approach. You know, you have something going on with your heart, they're looking at the heart, but what about the rest of the body? It does play a role. You know, the digestive tract, the gut plays a role in everything that goes in our body, but we're so insular in the way we target, and you have to go to this doctor, and then you go to that doctor, and then you go to the other doctor, and it's like, wait a minute, doesn't this all work together here? So it sounds like you're addressing the whole body, emotional, physical functions.
We are. You know, one of the things I like to tell people is, you know, in today's healthcare, you know, we're really, you know, there's a lot of problems. Because here's what's interesting. Medical management, and I need to say this, 15% of our docs who go through our program are medical doctors. So, you know, they're seeing, that there's more to what they're doing. And if you think about it, a lot of healthcare problems are chronic, especially the autoimmune diseases. And, you know, if someone has a heart attack, if they have an accident, if they have a lung infection, you definitely want a quick thinking doctor. You know, someone who's going to prescribe the appropriate medication, possibly they may need surgery. And we're real grateful for all these interventions. But what happens is a lot of doctors are applying what's called acute, A-C-U-T-E, medicine to chronic problems. It's just not working.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to simplify it by saying for every action, there's a reaction. So for we say for food, everything you eat and swallow and chew and swallow, there's a reaction. It's positive or negative inside your body. And everything is affected by it. And it creates, and emotions can do it. There are multiple receptors that can adjust the way our bodies are responding to things. And as a result, we get an imbalance of bodily systems. So it sounds to
right.
me functional medicine is addressing that. Am I right?
You're right on target. Yes, Ellen.
Okay. So, let's say I have fibromyalgia and I come to you. What are you going to do? How do you address my, I pick fibromyalgia because there's so many symptoms. It's hard to
sure.
figure out what's going on.
The first thing I'm going to do, is I'm going to have you fill out a lengthy questionnaire. 90%, and I think most medical physicians or any physician listening agrees that the key is really in the history. So, a very thorough, a very comprehensive history. I'm also going to request the last 3 years of the patient's medical records. I really need to get kind of a chronological history, and see if we could pick up some pearls in looking at the medical history. Then once I've done my consultation, and reviewed the medical records, I'm then going to sit down with the patient and go through everything and start formulating a picture, and see if we can start identifying some of these underlying issues. Once I have an idea of what are some of the underlying etiologies, then I'll recommend specific testing. And there's a term called objective versus a subjective. Subjective means what the patient tells me. But now we need to qualify it, and we need to quantify it. And that's done through testing. And so the testing is done. We get the results back. May it be gastrointestinal stool analysis. May it be blood tests. May it be salivary testing. May it be urine testing. For different tests. And then from there, we put together a treatment protocol that's going to address those underlying issues. And it's just unbelievable. I've been doing this now for quite a long time, and I'm always fascinated. Not, I hate to use the word fascinated, but I'm always just so delighted to see the results that people get.
Well, that's encouraging. But I'm here, I'm looking at time. I have a feeling that you sit down with your patient more than 10 minutes. I mean, one of the complaints that so many people have is you go into the doctor, you're in and out. You hardly even get to talk. It sounds like you sit and have a real conversation, lengthy conversation with each patient.
I spend an hour with patients, sometimes depending on the complexity of the case, depending on how many medical records I have to review. And as I mentioned, the challenge that case presents may go up to 90 minutes.
Okay, so how much does food play a role in your analysis of what's going on and your
treatment?
Your solutions for how to improve their health?
Food plays a significant role. Things that we've always been told is that we are what we eat, but the reality is it's what we absorb and what we assimilate rather than what we eat. But the answer to your question is going through. If someone has an autoimmune disease, we may put them on a gluten-free diet, maybe a grain-free diet. So, diet does play a significant role. It all depends on the condition, but in reality, I spend quite a bit of time, personalizing the patient's approach.
Fantastic. So you have to have had a lot of nutritional background studies because so many doctors are so, uneducated in that area.
I have my master's in nutrition, and also my diplomat in nutrition, but, yes, the answer is yes, I've had quite a bit.
Alright, so does it cost me a lot more to go your route, and is any of it covered by insurance?
And if you consider the fact that most of the people I see have been suffering for quite a long time, and if you add up how much money they've spent, in pain and suffering, as well as, prescription medications and lost time of work,
Right.
It costs a lot more. So the answer is I believe it's less expensive. And some insurances do pay, some don't. I think the insurance companies are slowly coming around, but I think in time more insurance companies will pay for the test.
Fantastic. I'm with you. I'm sorry we've run out of time. It's so great to have you. Go to yourmedicaldetective.com.